Okay, so today we're going to dive into some stuff that could shake things up a bit. You know, the crypto world is always buzzing, right? But this time, it's about these newly revealed details regarding proposed Trump tariffs and what they might do to, well, everything.
Yeah, Bitcoin, Ethereum. I mean, even those altcoins, most people haven't even heard of. It's
Nope.
all connected.
Exactly. And we're talking about this just days before Liberation Day, which adds another layer to things. I mean, the global markets are already on edge, right? So any big shifts like this, especially policy-wise, it's going to make people
No
nervous.
doubt. Anyone holding crypto, this is something they got to pay attention to.
Right. So let's cut to the chase. We're here to unpack these tariffs, see how they might ripple through the crypto space, give you some ideas on what to watch out for.
It's wild, isn't it? Like these huge economic policies, they seem so far removed from, blockchain and all the tech stuff, but
it can have a real impact.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about traditional economic forces putting pressure on, well, like I said, everything.
All right, so first things first, let's break down this tariff proposal. It seems that the main idea is to slap some hefty import taxes on goods coming from primarily China, right?
That's right. China and some other key trading partners. But yeah, China is the big one here.
And we're talking potentially what, like 60%? Even higher on some specific goods? So, just thinking out loud here, if this actually happens, what are some of the immediate economic, I don't know, aftershocks? Is that the right word?
Yeah, Josh, I like that. Well, first off, we got to talk about inflation. I mean, that's the big one, right?
Right, because essentially these tariffs are kind of like a tax on imported goods.
Exactly. And you can bet businesses are going to pass those extra costs straight on to us, the consumers. So everyday things get more expensive, cost of living goes up, and then, well, that's just the beginning.
Right, sets off a chain reaction. And the stock market, that's got to feel it too.
Oh, yeah, investors hate uncertainty. So when you throw in these big tariff increases, people start worrying about, are companies going to make as much money? Is the whole economy going to slow down? And then they start selling off stocks. Classic.
And we know what happens then, right? That nervousness spills over, crypto being seen as, riskier.
Risk on asset, as they call it. So yeah, crypto could definitely feel that downward pressure.
And then there's this whole thing about the US dollar potentially getting stronger. Why should, the average crypto holder care about that?
Well, a strong dollar, it can make things tough for Bitcoin, Ethereum, all of them really. Think of it like this. When the dollar's value goes up compared to other currencies, it becomes more expensive for anyone holding those other currencies to buy, well, anything priced in US dollars.
And a lot of crypto trading is still done in US dollars, right?
A lot, yeah. So a stronger dollar means less demand, less liquidity flowing into the crypto market. And what happens then? Prices could drop.
Makes sense. It's like if you're planning a trip to, I don't know, Europe, and the dollar gets stronger against the euro, suddenly your vacation's cheaper because your dollars buy more euros.
Exactly. Same idea here. A stronger dollar can make those crypto purchases way less appealing.
And all of this ties back to the Federal Reserve and their ongoing battle with
Oh,
inflation.
for sure. They've been trying to control inflation by raising interest rates. But these tariffs, they could actually make inflation worse, and
Yeah.
that might force the Fed to get, well, more aggressive with their policies.
And more uncertainty just makes everything more volatile. Stocks, crypto.
It's all connected.
Okay, so we've talked about what might happen, but to get a better sense of, how crypto will actually react, we got to look back a bit. The source we're looking at brings up the trade war back in, what was it, 2018, 2019. What happened then?
Yeah, that was interesting. So back then, similar situation, right? Trade tensions between the U.S. and China and Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin went on a
A
tear.
tear, like
How
it
about?
went down.
No, the opposite. It surged like over 300%.
Wow, that's a lot. But wouldn't you think economic uncertainty would make a risk on asset like Bitcoin, tank?
You'd think so, right? But there's a theory, and it was debated a lot back then, that some investors started seeing Bitcoin almost like digital gold.
Like a safe haven.
Exactly. Uncorrelated to traditional markets, a way to hedge against all the craziness the tariffs were causing. You saw a lot of talk in the financial media about Bitcoin as an alternative store of value, especially in places directly hit by the trade war.
So it's not always as straightforward as, economy bad, Bitcoin bad. There are other factors at play.
Absolutely. Investor sentiment, market narratives, it all plays a role.
Right. But the source also mentions that when it comes to tariffs and inflation specifically, Bitcoin has sometimes taken an initial dip. Why would that happen?
Yeah, there are a couple of reasons. First, remember what we talked about earlier. Stronger dollar, inflation, those often go hand in hand. Mm. And that can lead to those short-term crypto sell-offs.
Right. People get nervous. They sell off riskier assets.
Exactly. Plus, when inflation's high, people might need to sell whatever they can to cover their expenses. But here's the interesting part. After that initial dip, Bitcoin often rallies.
Why is that?
Because people start looking for alternatives to fiat currencies, you know, the regular money that's losing value due to inflation. That's when the whole Bitcoin as an inflation hedge idea really starts to gain traction.
So it's a bit of a roller coaster.
You can see that.
Okay, let's circle back to the strong U.S. dollar. We touched on it before, but the source really emphasizes that historical correlation with short-term crypto sell-offs. Can you dig into that a little more?
Sure. It basically comes down to how investors feel and where they put their money. When the dollar's strong, it's usually seen as a sign that the U.S. economy is doing well. So dollar-denominated assets, they start looking more attractive compared to, well, riskier stuff like crypto.
So people move their money into what they see as safer options.
That's the classic flight to safety. When the big global currency is doing well, investors tend to go for the less risky stuff.
And the source we're looking at, it includes this warning from experts that basically the crypto market might get a little messy, shall we say, as investors try to figure out what these tariffs mean. So more volatility.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. Think about it. Everyone, big institutions, regular traders, they're all going to be watching this closely, trying to gauge the likelihood of these tariffs actually happening, what the economic fallout might be, how the Fed will react. It's a lot of uncertainty.
So people are going to be buying and selling, trying to adjust to the situation.
Exactly. And that usually means bigger price swings, more volatility. It's just the nature of the beast.
Okay, so we've got potential tariffs, inflation worries, a possibly stronger dollar. What's a crypto holder to do? The source gives some pretty good advice. Let's break that down into, you know, actionable steps.
Yeah, for sure. First off, stay informed. Things change fast, especially in this space. So keep up with the latest news, any expert analysis you can find, specifically about these tariffs. That's key.
Right, because you got to adapt to the situation as it develops. What else?
Diversification. Never put all your eggs in one basket, right?
Yep.
Consider holding different types of assets, things that might not react the same way as the broader crypto market. Stablecoins, for example.
So if one part of your portfolio takes a hit, the other parts might cushion the blow.
Exactly. Spread the risk. The source also talks about keeping an eye on the dollar index, the DXY.
Why is that so important?
Well, the DXY basically measures how strong the U.S. dollar is compared to a bunch of other major currencies. If it starts going up sharply, that could be a sign that trouble's brewing for Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto world.
Because a strong dollar can push crypto prices down, right?
Right. It's all about those capital flows. If the dollar's looking good, investors might shift their money away from riskier assets. So watching the DXY can give you some insight into those bigger trends.
Got it.
And finally, there's the advice to pay attention to what the big players, the institutions, are doing. What's the logic there?
Institutions, like hedge funds, big asset managers, they have a lot of money to move around. And they do their research. So if they start pulling out of crypto or changing their strategies because of these tariffs, that could be a sign of things to come.
It's like they're the canaries in the coal mine.
In a way, yeah. So keeping tabs on what they're doing through public data or analyst reports, it can give you a sense of the overall mood and where prices might be headed.
So big takeaway here, we can't just focus on the tech stuff, the blockchain advancements. These bigger economic forces, like these Trump tariffs, they can have a huge impact on the crypto market.
Couldn't agree more. It's all connected. Global financial markets, they're intertwined. What happens in one area affects everything else. Can't ignore that. So here's something to ponder, and this comes straight from the source. Bitcoin and Ethereum, they've been through a lot, right? They've shown they can handle some economic uncertainty. But can they handle this? These tariffs, a strengthening dollar, the whole shebang? Or will the dollar's rise end up pushing crypto prices down?
It's the million-dollar question.
Exactly. And it's something we all need to think about as we try to make sense of this crazy world where crypto and global economics collide. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Stay informed, stay sharp, and make those investment decisions with the big picture in mind.
See you next time.